When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, what's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another live edition. I guess this is our one live edition of the Dogs Podcast this week. I know we said 3:45. Justin got home from work early. We are loaded up and ready to go. So we're just going to kick things off here and talk about the breaking news from the day involving one of the Browns' superstar guys, our favorite player on the team, and probably yours too. We're going to be talking about Nick Chubb and everything that's going on with that. And while we let the chat fill up and everybody kind of get in here, since we are starting early, just remind you guys, please, if you're on YouTube, like this video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of these new episodes, so you don't miss an alert when we go live a little early like this. Usually we're late. There's one contributing factor to that, usually, that's not here today. So there's your variable. Yes, Blake, that was a dig. I'm just messing with you. Anyway, and if you're listening on audio to this podcast afterwards, we appreciate it. And Apple Podcasts specifically, make sure you guys leave us a 5-star review. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page, tap 5-star, and just leave us a written review, quick sentence or two, something simple, easy, just whatever you guys want to say. And that really helps out the show. And with all that being said, Justin, why don't we talk about our boy Nick Chubb?
I'd love to. What what glorious news on this Thursday afternoon. I got the notification on my phone, something I kind of been waiting for, you know, the last few weeks. I've just been waiting for some kind of news. It's been quiet. Been, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot, but you got the impression that things were going on behind the scenes, that there was talks, you know, there was some restructuring going on. But I mean, I feel like we can all kind of take a deep breath. Like, Browns Nation, you can all kind of just take a deep breath. Our guy is for sure coming back. They worked out, you know, a restructuring. I'll let you get into the little money on that. I have some rough numbers in my head, what I saw, but I think it's great news. You know, the idea of not having Nick Chubb on this team, like, he's just been such a cornerstone piece of, like, you know, everything that's happened the last, let's say, you know, 4 or 5 years. Like, he's just been such a big part of just the turnaround, just no nonsense guy. One of the best in the league, you know, like, as far as running backs, like,
oh, yeah.
we've argued it for a long time. Like, he's just watching him is amazing, but, you know, it's just great news. The idea of not seeing him in a Browns uniform was terrifying for me, but I think in a way, a possibility, you know, if they couldn't figure it out. And then, you know, I think, even for me, like, medically, like, I think this says a lot. Like, yeah, obviously he still has a ways to go, but I think if there is any doubt that, like, maybe, like, his career was over, like, you wouldn't be hearing this news. Like, this is positive news heading into this year.
Yeah, it definitely is. And before we dive into the contract stuff and just maybe some misconceptions, I think we'll get into it, but the big thing is, I'm just looking at the stats, and I don't know how many people realize this, but just those 5 quarters that Nick Chubb was able to play in 2023 before the knee injury, That he did just enough there with his yardage and his average, which was 6.1 on 28 carries for 170 yards. And that put him at 5.3 yards per carry career average, which moves him firmly into number two all time in the NFL, just behind Jamaal Charles and ahead of Jim Brown. He was tied with Jim Brown there for a while. And that 5.3 right now has him at number two overall. And the dude's been a 1,000-yard receiver. I mean, technically,
if you don't count last year.
Well, no, I was going to say
prior four.
Technically the last 4 years, but realistically his entire career, because in his rookie season, he had 996 yards. I mean, if Hugh Jackson wasn't being a douchebag at the beginning of the season, Nick Chubb would have easily been over 1,000 yards. He was 5'2 a carry that year. And it's just been, and then he was at almost 1,500. Then he just hit 1,000 because he was injured that following year in 2020. And then 1,200, 1,500 in 2022, looking for a big year in 23. And, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick ruined that. But
yeah,
he's back. He's staying here at least for 2024. So this is the final year of his deal. I did not see any indication or any reports that this... All right, let's just dive into the contract before I get ahead of myself, because I think there's a lot of terminology, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you've heard other things, I feel like the reporting has been a little bit all over the place, and it is with a lot of these contracts.
So just from what I read, I saw that they were able to restructure, and it's a little over $11 million a year, and then with incentives, it basically puts them at like maybe 12.25 or something like that. That's just the numbers that I saw, and they were like the goals that... And these were just articles I was reading. The goals, the performance goals, I'm guessing were very achievable based on what it sounded like. I didn't see actual numbers. Obviously, you're going to have to take into, like, there's going to be games missed. I don't think that Nick Chubb's coming out week one. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe the first... let's say up to 4 weeks, we didn't see Nick Chubb. I think you see that when they bolstered the running back room, when you bring in a Foreman who's, you know, a capable back that can carry the world. You still have Jerome Ford. So it's just one of those things. I just want him to get fully healthy. You know, I don't want him rushing back or anything like that. And then you see setbacks, and I just don't want him to look like a shell of himself.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And you said a word there that I feel like has been misleading today. And it's the same word I used whenever I went and posted about it on social media, because it's what I was reading in the reports. And you said restructured. But I don't see... So a restructured, the player's still getting the same money. They're right. getting the money they're owed, just in a different way. And right. so based on my understanding of the contracts and restructuring and all that stuff, this was not a contract restructure. It was a reworking, or essentially a re-signing. Yeah. Excuse me. Like a new, it's basically a new contract, because there was no, in the restructure reports, you see where money was converted into bonus money upfront, paid out now, and it takes away from the salary over the year, which lowers the cap hit. That's not what happened with Nick Chubb. And we talked about that. Well, I feel like I've been talking about that for weeks now, how I don't know how the Browns restructure Nick Chubb's contract, because there's nothing to restructure. All the money that he's been owed has been paid, and there's no play. There's nothing to play with. So going into this whole offseason, we've been talking about it. Nick Chubb was a $15.8 million cap hit, and then he had a $4 million dead cap, and $11.8 million could be saved if the Browns were to cut him. So again, we talked about how the Browns and Nick Chubb, they're going to have to work something out, because they can't afford to pay almost $16 million to a 28-year-old running back who's coming off his second major knee injury. And like you said, he's going to miss part of the season. And then when he does come back, he's probably going to be limited, most likely, when he returns.
I think that's fair to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, if it's his first game back and he has 24 touches, I'm not going to lie. There's going to be some very nervous, worried Browns fans, and at least you should be. If you're being realistic about it, I think he gets eased way back in very, very slowly, almost like how Javonte Williams was eased back in, like for Denver, coming off his ACL tear. What was it? Not last year, but the year before, I believe, or was last year?
It was last year, but it would be, I would think, even more reduced from that, because he's like a 22, 23-year-old running back on his first injury. So I just think again, we love Nick Chubb. And if anybody can come back from this and still somehow be an elite running back, it's Nick Chubb.
He's that guy.
To force those expectations on this guy, you're setting yourself up for disappointment because they're just not realistic. So we're just trying to be a little more realistic about it. So the like you were saying, the original report that I saw said that Nick Chubb's base salary had been reduced from $15.8 million to $11.8 million with those incentives to make up some of the rest. And then somebody on Facebook shared an Adam Schefter tweet, which he said that the new deal was a base salary of $6 million or something, around $6 million with incentives on that. And as soon as I saw the $6 million, I was like, that makes so much more sense, because when I saw the original report that it had been reduced to 11.8, I thought, you know, okay, that's cool. It's lower, but it's still kind of high, a lot higher than I was expecting for this situation. And then I saw that tweet about the $6 million, and I was like, okay, that number makes a whole lot more sense to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, nothing says summer is on its way like the taste of a juicy, tender burger that is grilled to perfection. And nobody does burger perfection like Omaha Steaks. And right now, when you guys go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, you can order the limited time Burger Perfection Flight. This is one of my favorite deals from last year that they did, and I'm so glad they're doing it again. You guys get 24 mouthwatering steak burgers, not just regular burgers, freaking steak burgers. The pure ground filet mignon burgers, the New York strip burgers, the ribeye burgers, the brisket burgers, the sirloin burgers, and the all new porterhouse burgers. And you get all of that for just $89.99 when you use our code DAWGSDOGS when you check out. Each 6 ounce burger is filled with flavor, from the mild and tender filet mignon to the rich and buttery ribeye. The quality and deliciousness of these burgers can only come from Omaha Steaks, and they are guaranteed to satisfy. And guys, at $3.75 a patty, you really can't beat that with the price of food right now. And the price of meat in the grocery stores is absolutely ridiculous. You cannot beat this deal. $90, $89.99 for 24 of these phenomenal, delicious, awesome steak burgers. And you get all of that when you use code DOGS at checkout. Go to omahasteaks.com, order the Burger Perfection Flight today, and do not forget to use that promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out to get everything, the 24 delicious burgers. Hurry, because these supplies are limited. Take advantage of this opportunity now before supplies run out. OmahaSteaks.com/dogs, promo code DOGS. Before we move on, Ohio, Bet365 is offering new users $150 in bonus bets this month. To receive your bonus bets, all you have to do is sign up for Bet365 using our link, make a first deposit of $10, and place a $5 wager on any game. Once that first $5 bet settles, you will receive $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet. To be eligible for this sign-up bonus, you must sign up through our link down in the description. So if you haven't yet signed up for Bet365, click our link in the description and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms to see if you can qualify.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The number that I saw for the cap hit now after the deal was done was six.
Okay.
That was the number that I saw. So, and that makes a lot more sense too. Like if the incentives is only, you know, another $250,000, how many incentives are there? What performance-based incentives are worth that? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, not a restructure, a reworking, a new contract. And essentially what this boils down to, as far as I understand it, and if I'm totally wrong, let us know how you might understand it or any new information that comes out, which we will get new information over the coming days. But I think this was essentially just the pay cut that we were talking about Nick Chubb was going to have to take. And I just, All right. Let me know if you agree with me on this, Justin, because I've been seeing a lot of people on social media and stuff jumping straight to the whole Nick Chubb is such a great team player. He took less money to help the team, yada, yada, yada. Like, don't hear what I'm not saying. We all love Nick Chubb, and he is a come to work, bust your ass, you know, just do your job kind of guy. But
are you saying the situation like right now, like this deal?
Yeah.
That's what you're hearing?
Yes.
No, so don't get me wrong. I'm sure that like, we can spin it like that. That's fine. But at the end of the day,
that's not the truth.
There's medical concern. You know what I mean? He's coming off an injury. He's not going to be ready week one. And I'm not a doctor. Like, guys, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a sports trainer. You know what I mean? But like, I watched that injury last year, and at the time I went, oh my God, I just watched my favorite football player of all time's career end. Just right in front of my eyes. Like, yeah. Soul sucked out of me. Like, immediate. I felt like I went through immediate depression and PTSD, like, on spot, which I've never, as a Browns fan, it was weird because I've been in moments from like, wow, that was unbelievable. I can't believe, like, that's how this game ended, or I can't believe we just did that. But I'm like, to watch, like, somebody that you like, as a team, we hold so, as a fan base, we hold so highly. And even as like the team holds highly, like, it was just super demoralizing. But I agree with you. I don't think he was in a position to like go and kind of like play hardball. Mm-mm. And I don't think like either side really wanted to. I think Nick Chubb wants to be here. I think Cleveland wants him here. You see other situations now, like, I'm going to compare him to another guy. They're not in the same league, but look at Dobbins. You know what I mean? He's coming off a major injury. He's still available.
Yeah.
And he's, you know,
he's younger.
I mean, he's got big upside and he's still trying to find a home. I mean, I think just the running back market, just kind of for whatever reason, just has it. It's so undervalued. This year was kind of crazy with free agencies because you saw guys get paid. You know, Saquon got paid. DeAndre Swift got paid. You know, you saw guys finally.
Yep,
get Josh kind of Jacobs. The bag, you know, you saw guys get the bag, but I think in that situation, coming off such a horrendous injury, so much uncertainty, for me as a fan, it was hard for me to believe that Cleveland would ever even allow him the opportunity to get out of the door or even just be cut straight up. It was hard to believe, but at the same time, there's a business aspect to this.
Yep.
You know, and if they thought that he wasn't going to be there, or he wasn't going to be the same guy, I think that you have to still use your head. You have to use your brain. We love Nick Chubb. Everybody loves Nick Chubb. But at the end of the day, you know, I think a decision had to be made. I think that this is a great deal on both sides, though.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, when you talk about guys getting paid this offseason, like, as a running back in the NFL, you're trying to get that one big contract. You know, you come off your rookie deal and you're hoping you get that one contract because that's it. You're going to get that one contract, and then you're going to, by the time that's over, you're an old running back, and if you're getting another contract, it's going to be a cheap deal. And Nick Chubb got his big deal. That's the thing that I think a lot of people overlook is he was the third highest paid running back in the entire league. So the Browns do value him, but you know, whenever they gave him the second contract, they valued what he brought to the team and to the offense and everything else. So he has definitely, you know, been a highly valued asset for the Browns. And with this situation, you know, yeah, like you said, sure, if fans want to spin it like, oh, he's such a great team player, he took this pay cut to help everybody out, I mean, you can lie to yourself. That's fine. That's not what he did. This was the best deal on the table, bar none. I guarantee it, because the way this situation was, and we laid it out all offseason, Nick Chubb is... he's either going to take a pay cut or he's going to get cut. We've said that multiple times. You know, if he refused to work a new deal, he would be walking away with that $4 million, that dead cap, and then he would be out in free agency like J.K. Dobbins, hoping another team will sign him. And then with his recovery and uncertain timeline for this season, you know, maybe he gets a cheap deal with nothing guaranteed. The money's not guaranteed. The roster spot's not guaranteed, depending on how he recovers. He stays here with Cleveland on this reworked pay cut deal. Now he gets $6 million instead of four. Excuse me again. He gets the incentives on top of that. So there's more money to be made. And then he knows that he probably still has a future here as long as he comes back from the injury and shows he can still play at a high level. And, you know, even if he doesn't or if he does come back and play at a high level, even if next year's contract isn't with the Browns, which it probably would be, he's at least shown that he can still get a contract somewhere else. So this is, in my opinion, like you said, great deal for both sides. The Browns get cap relief. They weren't going to pay him $16 million against the cap to recover this year anyway. And he gets more money than he was going to get if he got cut, or if he got cut and signed by somebody else, in my opinion.
I think you touched on something like pretty important there at the end too. Like, he's heading into his final year with uncertainties and stuff like that. Like, he'd be kind of having to go into a prove it. And Nick Chubb has nothing to prove. You know what I mean? Like, in my eyes, I don't think Nick Chubb has anything to prove to Cleveland, the Browns, like as far as like what he's done already, like right. Moving forward with,
he's
got to
prove
team,
he can still do it though.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So this works for both sides. If you're the Browns and Nick Chubb comes back and he's Nick Chubb of old, you're getting an elite running back basically on a cheap deal that could pay out for basically what you know, top end running backs are making, right around that $12 million mark. And if you're Nick Chubb and you come back and you ball out, you're putting the Browns in a situation where, hey, now do you guys want to pay me? If not, somebody else is probably going to pay me. There's always a team that's ready to line up and throw some kind of money at a running back, you know, especially of like a guy that caliber. You see, I mean, just this offseason, it was done. There was big deals. I mean, guys kind of went all over the place. I mean, these guys were younger. We're talking Josh Jacobs. We're talking, you know, Saquon, you know, Swift. But I think at the end of the day, we would all say that Nick Chubb is a higher caliber running back than all those guys, just older. So if he can still prove he's got it, he's still got the wheels, he's still got everything, you know, because the skill set as far as like his vision and all that stuff, that's not going anywhere. It's just, can the body hold up now? Can the legs and the knees hold up now? So
right.
I think it's great. I think it's literally a great deal for both sides.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is something, and we've talked about it a ton. We fully expected this to happen at some point, but it was just that like that anxious waiting, like, okay, it'd be nice if it would just happen so we know that he's for sure going to be here this season. And now we got it. We're good to go. We're locked and loaded for another year of Nick Chubb in Cleveland. And again, like we've been saying, like Justin just hit on, if he comes out, balls out, shows that, yes, I don't expect Nick Chubb to be old Nick Chubb probably at any point this season. I think we'll see flashes and glimpses and a play here and there where we're like, oh, he can still do it. But I don't expect to see the consistency, because this is a tough injury to come back from. You see younger guys come back from torn ACLs and things.
Brees Hall, bro.
And it takes,
I was just going to bring him up.
It takes 8, 9, 10 weeks to really get back to form. And a lot of guys, it takes a whole season, they say. So again, older running back, I think he's definitely going to be eased into it. And you hit on it at the top of the show. The Browns have already prepared for this. So the writing was on the wall. We know what's going to happen this season as far as what the expectations are for Nick Chubb and his recovery timeline, because they signed Deontay Foreman to go along with Jerome Ford. They signed Nyheim Hines. Good passing down back, great returner. And I think that is being a little overlooked, but that could be his spot on this team. And honestly, I think Pierre Strong is probably not going to make the team at this point in time, is kind of my opinion, because the guys the Browns are meeting with for the draft, some of these prospects, I mean, these guys would be a lock to make the roster and contribute right away. Like, they met with Trey Benson from Florida State. He's projected in the second round, maybe early third, depending on how things go. Some scouts have him as the top running back in the class. He's usually top two or three.
So I do a lot of not only just fantasy stuff like that, but like, you know, we like doing mocks and stuff like that. And a lot of the mock drafts, he's the first running back off the board. ESPN did one about 2 weeks ago and he was the first running back off the board, and it was to Cleveland. So,
okay.
Just something interesting to think about.
Yeah. And again, it's not just a speculation like, oh, he might fit with the... They've actually used a top 30 pick on him. They only get 30 of them. They used one on him. They met with Notre Dame running back Audric Estime at the scouting combine. And they've also met with BYU running back Aiden Robbins. I think there's been a couple other guys, but those are the notable names. And those last two are big body bruiser type backs.
Well, that's Foreman's like that. Foreman's a big guy. You know what I mean? And like his... I don't know how much like Browns fans know about him, but like from what you see of him and his opportunities, he came in for an injured Christian McCaffrey two or three years ago and kind of excelled. And glimpses last year with Chicago.
Yeah.
Looked completely serviceable. I think it's like you said, running back by committee, getting Nick Chubb back in there, bring him back slow, probably going to be a committee all year. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be shocked by that at all. I think you just count your blessings that Nick Chubb is on your roster and still able to give you touches, opportunities, and just let it go from there.
Absolutely. And one last thing to mention about Foreman, too. This is a guy who tore his Achilles his rookie year, I think with the Texans. And it took him 3 or 4 years to it looked like he was going to be out of the league. He's kind of bouncing around off practice squads like, dude, he's got that injury and I don't think he's coming back. And then he did. And now he is back. But it took a while. So, again, just these athletes are awesome. They're superhuman. They can do amazing things on a football field. They're the best of the best in the whole world at what they do. But they are still human beings with human bodies. So they got to recover. Mm-hmm. And we're just praying to God that Nick Chubb is recovering fine and that he'll be back on the field at some point here in 24 and helping us win football games, because that's what it's all about.
Can't wait.
I know.
Can't wait to see that.
Anything else you want to touch on with Nick Chubb before we wrap it up?
Nope. Just excited. Very happy. Best news I could have heard. Been waiting for weeks now.
Yeah, I know. Me too, man. So, all right, everybody, if you have not checked out our interview with Matt McCrane, the former Browns kicker, he's now the kicker for the DC Defenders in the UFL. Go check that out. It's over on YouTube right now. And that was a ton of fun. Matt was an awesome Super guy. Fun. We're definitely going to try to have him back on, hopefully over the summer, maybe around training camp time to get some insight on what these guys are thinking, because he's been to plenty of training camps in the NFL and, you know, been around this league for a while. So that was really, really cool. We got some good insight from him.
Absolutely. Super cool.
Yeah, very cool. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up again. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Help us get to that 10,000 subscriber mark. And until we talk to you guys again, let's go Brown.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.